So now we're going to learn Chavos Chaim up to already day 92. So Chavos Chaim has already informed us we are not permitted to speak Rechilos, even when pressured to do so. In this segment, he tells us that if possible, one should evade the issue without resorting an outright lie. Try not to lie. Try not to lie when you're trying to get out of saying the Rechilos. However, it is obvious the other person will not accept such an answer. One is even permitted to lie. Our sages teach that though the seal of God is truth, we are commanded to distance ourselves from falsehood. Permissible to lie for the sake of peace. This is derived from the episode of the Torah where the angels informed Abraham and Sarah they would be granted a child. Sarah laughed incredulously, for how could a couple so old be granted a child? Hashem was displeased with Sarah's laughter. He confronted Abraham, asking, why did Sarah laugh, saying, can it be true I'll give birth when I am old? In fact, Sarah also said, and my husband is old. As she said, and my husband is old. As Rashi states, Hashem altered the truth for the sake of peace, for Avraham may have felt hurt that his wife had referred to him as old. So we see that even with Avraham, Hashem, he didn't say over the same exact thing Sarah said, not to insult Avraham Avinu. From this we see the incredible importance the Torah attaches to maintaining peace within the Jewish people, whether among friends, family, or communities. In instructing us to alter the truth for the sake of peace, Hashem is not asking us to transgress. Truth, from the Torah's perspective, is more than words. The Maharal explains that from the Torah's perspective, animosity is a form of falsehood. This attitude is expressed by the sages' term for animosity, sinas china, baseless hatred. Peace itself is a form of truth, and strife is a form of falsehood. When we speak with the goal of avoiding strife, we are preserving truth and rejecting falsehood. Chavos Chaim makes the crucial point that though we can lie to avoid rechilos, we may not swear for this purpose. We can lie but not swear. This segment concludes with the case where someone is seeking just one piece of information which will complete the entire picture. He knows that someone has spoken behind his back. He knows what was said, but he does not know who said it. To supply this piece of information will also be rechilos. The same would apply if one were to relate the story without mentioning names. The listener could deduce the identity of the culprits. That's day 92. Chavos Chaim, less than a day. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding on. Yudad on base 14b. We're in the middle of the sugya again. Baruch Hashem. I'm going to start from we'll speak it outside for a minute just to get back to the swing of things. Again, the middle of the Gemara comes out. We have a pasuk. B'chol kodesh laisiga. Anything that's kodesh, it seems to take anything that's an animal, a carbon, or anything that's a mikdash. But a person is tummy, they should not touch it. The pasuk says, bel hamikdash laisiga. And into the mikdash, don't enter the mikdash one also when you're tummy. That's the pasuk. Chavir B'yachanan says, this pasuk called Kodesh Latiga teaches me, don't eat truma. That's where it starts. He says, right? It says, don't eat truma when you're talking. Good? Don't eat truma. That's how it starts. Don't eat truma. Rish Lager says, it's saying, don't eat Kodesh, Kodshin, which is karbanas that were brought. Don't eat Kodshin when you're talking. So he's saying it's going on truma. Don't eat truma. And Rish Lager is saying, don't eat kutch. Fun? Then, Gemara says, how does Rabbi Yochanan know? Well, as we said, how does Rabbi Yochanan know, don't eat truma? So really, Gemara says, it's from Ish Ish Mizera Aram. So the Gemara comes out, they're both learning from this pasuk of Ish Ish Mizera Aram. He said, a man, or including even woman, it's referring to, must be referring to truma. Right? Because woman, usually they can eat truma. You have to warn them not to eat it when they're tummy. So the Gemara says, you're right. No, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish both learn from here. Don't eat truma when you're tummy from Ish Ish Mizera Aram. Mm-hmm. Right? So what is this? What do you do with this pasta, of course? So say, no, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't really learn don't eat truma. He really means don't touch truma. Which means, Halkadish Laitiga, like the pasta said, don't touch it. Right? So saying this is not true. Halkadish Laitiga, Rabbi Yochanan said, don't touch the truma.
Ish-Lakish was that armies don't eat truma. And according to Ish-Lakish, Chakadish Latigamis don't eat kachin. Ish-Lakish that armies don't eat truma. Because that's, as of now, that's what we have until now. It's good? Mm-hmm. Basically, our main focus, our main issue would be with Ish-Lakish. Ish-Lakish says it's possible that Kaddish Latigah Tijami should not eat Kaddish, right?
How did you know, Bruce pointed out to me, but how did you know that Rabbi Yochanan flipped that? How did you...
In the Gemara, the Gemara speaks that. The Gemara says, the last speaks to the Be'idah, and it says, the Gemara says, the Be'idah,
read it inside. Read this.
You pick that up.
The Gemara says it's one line.
It doesn't say it very clearly.
It does. It's the Edom. Right, it says, right. It says, Ahu, Ahu.
Right. It back to Rabbi
Yochanan. And that's Ahu, Ahu.
It doesn't say very
it does. Clearly. It does, I know. It. So it says, Ahu, Ahu. You have to understand what that is. So read it inside again.
Right.
Of course, we can start from...
Ahu, Baha.
Second.
Ahu, Baha. This, like this, and this one, like that.
Let's just say where to start from. We should start from.
So learn the both. Let's keep them equal footing. Learn both from Ish and Ish.
Where's the all the way on top? Okay, we'll go up. We'll go up from the top. You know, we can start from, you know, we'll start from the fourth line, from the fifth line from the top. Bishlama. We'll just move through it quickly. If the somebody says Bishlama Reish Lakish Lama Krab Yechanan, Kter Shavu LeGamik. El Reb Yechanan, my time Lama Lama Reish Lakish. Amilchal will tell you Ahu. Now, according to the pasuk of Bchal Kaddish Leisiga, right? Only seven lines from the top, from the wide lines. So Ahu, this referring to this pasuk of Bchal Kaddish Leisiga, as Hara Letruma. Is a warning for eating truma, the Gemara thinks at first. Reish Lakish, what's Reish Lakish going to do with this? Reish Lakish, Azhara le truma minale. So where does Reish Lakish know the warning for truma? May Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, Utaru Azah, from this passage of Ish Ish. That's how he knows, do not eat truma. Because Eza Udavar, what is a thing? Shu Shave Bizarre Shal Aaron, which is equal to all the children of Aaron, that we have to even tell the woman not to eat it when they're tummy. I'll say this is truma. This is truma. Ve'idach. What about Rabbi Yochanan? This is what I was saying. Ve'idach. Now, so what about Rabbi Yochanan? Right? You already know you can't eat it from the first pasta from Chokas. I said no. I'll tell you. I'll answer you. I'll switch. Ha'hu la'achila. Ve'ha le'negiya. She's this. I'll switch. So this pasta, you're right, is really truma. It's just there. And it says la yochal. Right? Don't eat. So this is referring to eating.
This pasuk you're talking about is don't eat truma. This one is referring to don't touch.
Fine. Now the Gemara starts asking Reish Lakish. Now we're going to start asking on Reish Lakish that we don't understand how you can use B'chol Kaddish Leisiga. If you used it already, the first word in the line, Reish Lakish. Hi, B'chol Kaddish Leisiga. This pasuk of B'chol Kaddish Leisiga. L'hachi Yuda Asa. It came for this. It came to tell me for this. They tell me you can't eat kachin. Ha'humi ba'ile, when we need it, le'tame shenaga ba'kaidesh, for a tame who touched kaidesh. You told me it's for a tame who eats kaidesh. The problem is, we have a price who told me, you know, tiga tishu, you told him who touched kaidesh. It's not going on eating, it's going on touching. You told me somewhere else. Where, why?
Because it comes.
Yeah, because we said, where do we see this? From the ring for the Gwaran Zvachim, the Itmar. It was stated, tame shenaga ba'kaidesh. A tame who touches the kaidish. He didn't eat, he just touched it. Is there a lav or not? Reish Lakish Amar Leike. Reish Lakish says you get malchus because you transgressed a lav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't a Leike. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no malchus. Why? So Gemara explains. Reish Lakish Amar Leike. Reish Lakish says you get malchus Because I have a pasuk that tells me Chol Kodesh Laitiga. So this pasuk Chol Kodesh Laitiga, this Lai is a lav. So because you transgress this lav, you get Malkus. Rabbi Yechon Amar Eino like. Rabbi Yechon says there's no Malkus. Why? Because how would this pasuk as Hara Lechumu Da'asa? This pasuk is referring to a warning on eating truma. That's the worst question right now. So what's the problem? That right, that's the end of the price, that's the end of the itzmar. That this price says, the Rish Lakish tells me, this pasuk says, don't touch truma when you're tummy. How could Rish Lakish here tell me? It means don't eat kaidish, don't eat the kachin when you're tummy. The brisa, the Gemara from the Zlachni reading down, says don't touch the kaidish when you're tummy. So that's the Gemara's question. How the Rish Lakish using it twice? The Gemara answers towards the end of the line, Tameh should naga ba kodesh. To learn that the halacha that a Tameh who touches kodesh, right, his lav, where do we learn that from? I mean, the Abke Rahmana, since the Torah went out to learn and to speak out Balasha Negia, in the terminology of Negia of touching, so therefore I have the right to learn out the case that there's Isser to touch. Azhar, however, where do we find the warning which is really which referring to eating? How do we know it's referring to eating? Iskish kaidish la mikdash. Because I'm going to make a hekish from kaidish to mikdash. One second. So kaidish to mikdash. So we have to explain what that means. Okay. What in the world does that mean? Kaidish to mikdash. So what are we saying here? We're saying, how can you use two drashas? How can you learn you can't eat kaidish and touch it? So the fact that said in the terminology, don't touch. Right, so that simply means you're not allowed to touch it. There's a law not to touch it. Good, don't touch it. Now, how do I know you can't eat it? Because I have a hekesh. Because what's this pasuk end of? B'chol kodesh laitiga, the elamitash laitame. Don't touch the kodesh. Don't come to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know coming into the Beis HaMikdash when we tame is curse. Someone who walks into the Beis HaMikdash when they tame gets curse. Right? So we're saying just like this case is a case of curse. Its neighbor for making hekesh is also karis. So just like this case is also karis. Now what must that must be? That must be is referring to eating, because there's no such karis for touching. Right. So that's the Gemara saying. So saying, since literally it says don't touch, I learned that you're not allowed to touch. But also since it says it next to Rebbe Knesset, make a hekesh, just like this case is referring to a case of karis, here also has to be referring to a case of, we're warning you on a case you get karis, which must be referring to not to eat. Now, any?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's going to be the hekesh. That's how we figure out don't touch and don't eat for one pasuk. So it's from two different points where he's learning out two different halachos.
Same pasuk.
Just for, yeah. It's even for the same chol kodesh laitiga. Even this line, the laitiga literally means don't eat, and since it's next to this case,
don't touch.
It literally means don't touch. Right. Since it's next to this case,
coming into the
Yes, so therefore, we realize the case of karis, that we're warning you on this karis, therefore,
the karis goes on to the case touching, of, which case, there is no touching. So
it must be a case of eating. Yeah. Must be, it's going on a case of eating. What is there, Avram? Okay. We said over here, literally it means touching, don't touch. Literally it means Halkadish Laitiga, don't touch it. Yeah? Literally means don't touch. Good? So we learn don't touch it when you're tummy. However, also since it said it right next to this case. Now this case we know the punishment is karas. So because of Isamikdosh when they are tummy gets karas. So it must be its neighbor. It's also a case that if you do it, you transgress, you get karas. Right. And that must be eating. It must be eating, because we know there's no such pasuk that tells us for touching, you get karas. So if this is karas, this also must be karas. It must be talking about eating.
If sin like this is saying, since we know that a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash to get karas, therefore that everything involved in the pasuk gets karas?
No. We're not saying that. We're saying we also would like to include a case in the pasuk. It would make sense to us that that's the hekesh. It's just from a hekesh, not because just meaning that we would assume that our first case also is a case of Kohen. Yeah, maybe that.
You see what I'm saying? Why are you making the Hegesh? Just because
of the Hegesh.
Because it involves the
Torah. They're next to each other. Because why is the Torah connecting now? The Torah could have made two, so they put them separate. The fact that they're next to each other teaches us something. That's the Hegesh.
You say that?
Okay. That's the drush of a Hegesh. So that's going to be the Gemara's next step. However, the Gemara is still not happy with Rish Lakish. But before we go to the next step, we should see Rashi again. We saw yesterday in this Hekesh that how do we understand that you can't eat from this Pasuk of Kodesh Lotiga according to Rish Lakish? So that's right there. First Rashi is Tamei Shenagabaka, the first wide line. It says, Tirutu with the Matar, it's Rish Lakish. There's the answer, Rish Lakish. That what? With the Iskish Kodesh Lamikdash, Bahaikra, in this Pasuk alone, of a Chal Kodesh Laitika, has a Pasuk and it continues, Fa'el HaMikdash Laisavai, with Ashina Lakaman, and we make a drasha. Later on, Ma Mikdash, just like, what is it? Just like by the Beis HaMikdash, going into the Mikdash with your tummy. Yesh Ba'azarasa Netilas Yishama, there isn't a warning, a taking of the soul, meaning Karis, meaning we'll warn you on a case which will end up in Karis. Sha'ba'al HaMikdash Tamei, because someone who comes at the mikdash when they're tamei, the karis, the halacha, they get karis. So af azharas kaidish, also one who's warned for the something is to do with kachim, must also be a scenario we're warning you on davar on something sheyesh by nitilas neshama, which will eventually have on it nitil shah which have karis. Vahainu, and this is achila. This must be referring to eating, because we know sha'anish alaya karis. That the punishment on eating is karis. The ilu benegia, because if it was referring to just touching, like a karis, there's no karis. So therefore, it must be, from the actually learned, it must be that it's referring to a case of eating. Fine. However, the Gemara still asks. So you're telling me right now, according to Rish Lakish, he's learning out two things from this pasuk. First of all, you're telling me that you can't touch, right? You can't touch Kodesh, right? And also that you can't eat Kodesh, because after the Hekesh teaches that you can't eat Kodesh from the same pasuk Hakadosh. However, we still have another Gemara that says he learns out a third thing, right? We have another Gemara that says he learns out a third thing. Gemara says Akati still lahachiyu da'asa. This is what it came for. It came for just telling me. Touching and eating, hahu, this mi baile, this pasuk of like tiga, what do we need it for? But tamei sha'acha basar kodesh, to someone who is tamei who eats the meat of a animal of kachin, lefnei zrikas dam before it was sprinkled. Meaning what? Usually, there's a halacha like this. Every single carbon starts with the same exact four steps. First step is shechita, you slaughter the animal. Then it's kabbalah, you accept the blood. Halacha, you bring it to the mizbeach, and zrika, it gets sprinkled. That's the first four steps of every single carbon. Afterwards it switches, different carbons, everything switches. But every single carbon, the first four steps are the same. You slaughter it, you accept the blood, you walk it to the mizbeach, and you sprinkle it. Now halacha is, until this stage you sprinkle it, no one's allowed to eat the meat. Let's say a kohen, right? He's going to eat from the carbon shlamim, right? When is he allowed to eat that carbon? Let's say it was just slaughtered. Is he allowed to go take it home and eat it? No. Until the stage of sprinkling, the sprinkling is the matter. Once this blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, now the parts that are allowed to be eaten, because you could take your parts, put the parts on the mizbeach, you go home, take your parts, everything's fine. The zrika is called a matter. It's matter you to eat it. That's what the zrika is. Right? And by a karmi, a mincha also, a karmi is also, meaning, it gives you permission to eat it. You're not allowed to eat this carbon. It's considered holy, and the kohen has no right to eat it. And by carbon mincha, it's also, it's once you do the kmitza, on the bring through his mizbeach, fine. But that's the matter. Now, we said someone who's tamei, right, is not allowed to eat a carbon. He's not allowed to eat kodesh. He gets karmis, correct? Wow. Someone who eats a carbon, that when he's tamei, a kohen who eats when he's tamei, who eats hektish, he gets karmis, correct? Now, let's say he ate it, and his stage wasn't really edible. Because he ate it before the blood was sprinkled. Does he still get karis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what the punishment is.
The punishment is karet, but still, it was invalid karet. What's the question? There's why it's going to be machlokes. I'm just explaining what's the question. What's the point of the argument? Because it wasn't really a carbon that was supposed to be eaten yet. Right. It wasn't in the stage that you could be eaten yet. You can't eat it. It's not mutter for eating yet.
Right, but the question is, do you get
carbs? So the question is, if you eat threat, so that's the question, would you get carbs if you ate a carbon in this stage that wasn't really edible yet for a regular carb? You were tummy, so it wasn't edible to anybody. Do you get carbs? Now, what's the question? Yerachan is going to bring this up. Well, there's see soon. What we'll see soon. That's just the outline. So if it was really, it wasn't really edible yet, wasn't officially be able to, you weren't allowed to eat it yet, and someone ate it when he was tummy, does he get karis?
It's a lower level of defilement.
Nachon, it's a lower level because right,
you didn't really make something tummy that was edible.
It's makabel for a carbon.
That's
what's
why,
the
that's why there's a machlokas even.
Right, you didn't really destroy something that was edible yet. It didn't get to the stage, that stage yet of
huge
edibility. Nachon, so you took something which is, but it was still kaddish on the other end. It's still holy, but right. It's not as unedible now. So do you get karis for eating such a thing in such a stage? Right, so
it's a lot, if I'm not mistaken, if a carbon is supposed to be a carbon and it's something happens to it, you have to let it die the end, correct?
It's that, that's the different question here. It does it tar be machayev you carbon?
But it's only
in the cover
for
you get karis. I'm not saying you should do it. Is there a tar give a person a karis? A person who ate an animal such a it tells us, we're going to see it. Rabbi Yochanan says tells us only in a stage of edibility. There's machlokes.
What? After the
blood's torn. Therefore,
it's like he says both sides.
Yeah, right. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us only there. Rabbi Yochanan says you could always. But what's just not to be, what's the main question of our Gemara? Our Gemara is that he's using our pasuk the third time.
He's going to learn it from our pasuk halkadosh latiga. He's going to learn from our pasuk latiga that cool. Even if it's not in a stage of eating yet, it's only in a stage of so called you just allowed to touch it now, right? Because even then, we're still giving you a lav. And we're still giving you a lot. You're still not allowed to eat it, even at such a stage. Which means our main question is: Rish Lakish is using this pasuk a third time,
right?
He's teaching me the pasuk called Kaddish Leitiga. Teaches me that even it really means in all Kaddish, don't eat it. So why is he saying don't touch it? It's telling you even though it's in a stage of non-eating yet, in a stage of only touching, still don't eat it when it's in a stage of just touching. He's saying still in the stage of not touching. Don't eat it. So our main question is, Rish Lakish, have you used this pasuk a third time?
Right.
That's our main question. We're going to bring the whole Gemara.
You already used it for don't
twice.
Touching and don't eating the.
Right. And so really, the main question on the word tiga, you use don't tiga and don't touch.
Right.
Right. I mean, don't eat it, you made a heckish one. But the tiga you tell me literally means don't touch it. It's a special offer, don't touch it. Now you tell me like tiga means don't eat it when it's in a stage of only touching. Don't eat a carbon before the blood is sprinkled. Right. Which means, when she's only in this stage, you're only allowed to touch it. That's the thing why I'm saying. It's good, Rabbi Yosef? What do you say?
Perfect.
So again, let's see this Gemara inside. Va'akati, still, la'hafi hu da'atzar, but this is what it came for? That's Rish Lakish is saying, the Lashon Siga came to tell me you're not allowed to touch Kaddish? Ha'hu, this, mi'bayla, we need it, le'tameh, for someone who is tameh. Sha'acha, b'sar Kaddish, who eats Basar Kachim, Lefnei Zrikastam, before the blood was sprinkled, right, and therefore it was unedible, the Itmar, right, it was torn in the base of matters, Tamei Sha'acha Besar Kaidesh, a Tamei who ate the holy Basar meat, Lefnei Zrikastam, before the blood was sprinkled, Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish said, look, you get Malchus. Why? I'm going to say in a second, because he has a laugh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't I like her. Rabbi Yochanan says, there is no Malchus. Rish Lakish Amar Leike. Rish Lakish says you get Malchus. Where does he know it from? He knows it from our Pasuk of Bechal Kaddish Latiga.
That's the question, basically.
Rish Lakish of Bechal Kaddish Latiga. And so he learns from there, Leishna, it doesn't make a difference to me.
That's the answer.
We're not up to the answer yet. We're in the middle of the Brisa. The question was in that one. We're not in the middle of the Brisa. Then why is still in the middle of the Brisa? Then why is he going to answer it later? We're saying, which he understands with this pasuk, it doesn't make a difference to me if you were in the stage before the sprinkling. And it doesn't make a difference if you were after the sprinkling, you will always get a lav, and therefore there's always malchus no matter what. That's the Shita Rish Lakish. We're still in the middle of the thing now. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, ain't it like it. There's no malchus. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning, right? Who learns, how does he know you're not allowed to eat Kaddish altogether? Like we learned in the previous days. How does Lakish know altogether? So how does Rabbi Yochanan know you're not allowed to eat altogether Kaddish of that stomach, right? That's how this whole thing started. From Tumasa to Tumasa, he learns from Xeris Shavah. From someone who comes into the Beis Hamikdash with their tummy. So the chiksuv tumasai, la'ach azriku d'chsiv. This drasha is referring to, the Gemara in Zvachma obviously learns it out, that this pasuk is referring to only after zrika.
Is that because he's tummy before the blood's even thrown anyway, so he's not in a pure state anyways, and that's why he brought the korban in the first place?
No, it's not what it's no.
If you read the pasuk that he makes the drasha from, you can see that it's after the zrika.
Correct. In the pasuk, in the context of the pasuk, is referring to after the zrika. That's it.
Doctor says after the zrika. Mm-hmm.
It seems to be, yeah. If the Gemara understands, the Gemara and the Menachos understand that that's already, we're, I hope that that's our understanding of the pasuk. We're ready after that. That we're ready after that stage. Good, so there's just a brisa. Well, if, don't forget, the main our main issue is Rabbi Yochanan used the pasuk a third time. But what's this saying? That this thing, Rabbi Rish Lakish learned that from Machal Kaddish Laitiga, that even if you eat before Zrika, you're still alive. Because Machal Kaddish Laitiga teaches me that, right? That's Machal Kaddish Laitiga. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, unless you have to eat it, you only get alive if you ate it after the Zrika. Now, why would I get the problem? Because my whole source of eating was from Gzer Shabbat Tamasai Tamasai, which was in a scenario where it was after the Zrika. My whole source I know from eating is from entering, which is from Tamasai. We'll see Rashi on this point.
Really, the question is on Rish Lakish. Really, the answer of Rish Lakish is that before and after is the same.
It's not the same. He made it to Russia that after. What do you mean? What do you mean for it? The question is
Rish Lakish is holding Lord's gear, right? Don't touch.
Go ahead.
Right? And that's his reason for not eating the Hegdash. Right?
It's a second drush, yeah.
Right.
But
what is he saying? He's saying that since what is the statement? He says that I'm holding that before and after the Zricha is the same thing. It's still it's Kodesh.
Okay.
And therefore.
Yeah.
What was the question of Rish Tia? How's he using the pasuk again?
Right, so what's your answer?
That's the question. Is, he's holding that it's always Kodesh. It
okay,
changes.
But you can't use
the status of this thing didn't change yet.
But
so it is Hegdish.
Good.
And therefore, don't touch the Hegdish. You get too much.
Yeah, but you can't use it twice. You're using the same positive.
No, he has nothing changed. He's not using it again.
But is he? It is. Is he referring to? I'm asking a question. When the Torah says, "My sneakers," they tell me don't eat, or they tell me don't touch. What's it telling me?
He learns don't eat and don't touch.
That's our question on him. That's our problem.
What do you mean?
No.
He learns don't eat from.
Yeah, but
he
learns but how does he learn
from Hegdish and don't touch?
He also makes the third drasha don't eat before his Zrika.
No, but he's but his answer is I'm not making the third drasha.
Not true.
What do you mean? He's saying the same thing.
He never said that.
Read it again.
I read it. He never said that. He's not answering. He's telling me there's no difference before and after. Therefore, he's telling me that's his understanding.
He's saying there's no difference before and after.
And therefore,
the status of this thing never changed. And therefore, it's Kodesh. I'm holding it's Kodesh.
But he learned to add the word. How does he know it's referring to eating? I'm asking you, how does he know it has to do with eating before Zrika anything? He made it Shrusha out of the word Ziga. How does he know it's referring to his fancy case of eating before Zrika? I mean, where did he get that from? How does he know that?
He doesn't care.
Of course he cares. How does he? He's not making it up. He learned it out of the word tiga. The word tiga taught him that even if it goes to the stage of not eating, not edible yet, it's still, he learned it. He made a drasha out of this word. He used this word already. He used the word tiga to teach that to me. The tradition that tiga taught me that even at the stage of touching and not eating, you're still not allowed to eat it. So you can't use tiga to tell me you can't touch it physically, and also for your drasha that you can't eat it in the stage of touching. You can't use it twice. He's using it twice. I mean, he can't make it, that whole halacha that you can't eat before Zrika comes from the drasha.
Okay.
So then you can't.
So what's his answer?
Well, that's what I was going to say next. I'll answer the answer. Why is he going to say in a minute? I even chol kodesh not. I'm going to say it's a different drasha. Why is he going to answer in a minute?
So what's his whole thing that he says that it's the same thing that he holds that's, before and after?
That's his whole drasha. But the thing that teaches me that before Zrika and after Zrika is all the same thing because we're just telling you, even if it's in a stage of before Zrika, you still are not allowed to eat it, even if it's in a stage of before Zrika. That's what he's saying. Doesn't make a difference before drink or after drink. You're not allowed to eat it either way. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said you're only not allowed to eat it after drink. He's saying even before drink, because I went from Tigat, even if it's only a stage of touching, you're still not allowed to eat it.
What does that mean, stage of touching?
I mean, which means like this, that really before Zrika, you're not allowed to eat. Before the blood gets sprinkled, you're not allowed to, no one's allowed to eat it.
even a carb, you can't eat it until the sprinkle has, until the blood is sprinkled. Right? So now, so what could you do with it now? You could touch it if you want. Correct? Before,
but
we're saying when the Torah says, well, Kodesh Latiga, don't touch the Tiga, we're telling you, even if you're in a stage that you would just be touching it,
you would make a tummy.
You would make a tummy, fine. But in that stage, that's when you're not allowed to eat it. That's his rush. Even if it's in a stage where the whole issue is only don't touch it because you can't really eat it, there's still a problem of eating. Even though really it's not really edible yet. It's like even though it's really not edible yet, and it's really just in a stage of don't touch it right now, that's the halachas, because it's really not edible for anybody. Still, we're teaching you, if in that stage you eat it, you're still chayiv. Curse. That's what he says.
This rich lakish brings that information. Reasoning. So, combining both of these proofs, so to speak, the don't touch and don't eat, is he saying they're like kind of.
Who is it? He's making a drasha. He's saying when the Torah says don't eat it, it really means don't. When it says don't touch, it really means don't eat it. But we're telling you don't eat it even in a stage where it was just like in a touching stage, it would just be right permissible just to touch it.
Okay.
So he's understanding that it doesn't mean don't touch. It means don't eat when it's in that stage when no one was really allowed to eat it then, because before Zrika, but we're still telling you don't eat it then. It's good. What if the Zayrin? It's good. So let's just see this Rashi and finish with it. Let's see Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Latame. The third wide line of Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Latame. The Amar that says, As Hara La'ochel Kaddish, the whole warning for someone who eats Kachim, Bitumasa, when he's Tame. Nafka, we learn it out from where? From Mitumasa to Masa. Gzeir Shavu, the Gemara brought earlier, Tumasa to Masa. Tahu Bitumasa. Allah the Khsib Ba'inish Dakra. And this Tumasai is La'achar Zriku. It's referring to after the stage of Zrika. The Tani with Teres Kahan. We learned that a Brisa in Teres Kahan is with the Medrash on Chumash Vayikra. My seal of the Menachas, we brought it in Mesechta's Menachas, Parag Shlishi Dab Chafei with Beis. That it said they're not like Rish Lakish. It says, Yachla, I would think, Yuchayavan Allah Mishum Tumma Kaidim Zrika. I would think you chai for a tumah even before the Zrika stage. Now, let me know. Kol tar yechal basar, va'anevesh yechal basar b'chulu. Says every tar person should eat the meat, but the soul who eats it when he's tameh, then he's going to get karis. So we're learning the pasuk like this: all people who are pure should eat it, but the impure people who eat it get karis. So we're saying what? Hanitar l'taharim on me. That was specifically tahar, mutter for tahar and pure people to eat. Chayavet Allah mishum tumah. Then you chay for tumah. She'en nitar l'taharim. If it's not yet mutter for pure people to eat, even pure people to eat it, because before Zrika, ein chayav Allah mishum tumah. Then you're not chayav on tumah. So you say the pasuk tells me like this. It's a drasha. The Gemara brings drasha. It says every pure person should eat it, and a tummy person shouldn't eat it. So which means the tummy person is only has an issue. If he ate it in the stage where a pure person can eat it, right? So, right? Rabbi says a pure person can eat it, and a tummy person cannot eat it, right? So, what's the issue with a tummy person eating? Only in that scenario where a pure person could eat it, that's where this other person can eat. So, let's just see the Gemara's tarets. Gemara answers, no, it's not a problem. Hahi, the Gemara answers for Ish Lakish, was the Gemara answer. Hahi, we bechal kaidish nafka. This halacha that you're not allowed to eat something even before Zrika, that's not from the pasuk from the word tiga. So from the word bakal, in all kachim. So we thought originally this halacha, right? How do you know you can't eat it before Zrika? The Gemara originally said it because it said don't touch it. You can't even eat it in the stage you're allowed to touch. Now the Gemara is changing. The Gemara is saying, no, that's wrong. Hahi, bechal kaidish like tiga. It's from the extra word bakal. The extra word bakol is what told me that you're not allowed to eat it even before this Rika stage. Which means there's three different drushas. One drusha is don't touch it, like the pasuk like tiga, don't touch it. Another drusha is that it means don't eat it because we have a hekesh from here till here, so it means don't eat it. And the third drusha is from the word bakol. In all scenarios, don't eat it even before this Rika. That's what the Gemara says. Let's see Rashi bakol. Rashi was Rashi.
the sixth line of Rashi, Ahumi Bakal. Ahumi Bakal Rashi is Miribuya for the Reboy, the Bakal of the extra Bakal, the extra Bakal. Third Shalish Lakish, that Afla, today's week we're even referring to, that we're even referring to before, they're even referring to before, before Zrika. Fun?
That's the
40 Reish Lakish. Yes, now we understand Reish. We have three different Lamud for Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is three different halacha, but if we kept getting bothered, it's all the same thing. You keep using the same thing three times. It's not. One drush is from the word Bakal. The halacha that you're not allowed to eat a carbon even for Zrika is because of Bakal. That in all scenarios, don't eat it when you're tummy. What does it mean in all scenarios? Even before the Zrika. Right? That's in all scenarios. That's including the. Right? And since it said Leitiga means don't touch it literally, and since it said it near the pasuk of don't enter the Beis HaMikdash, which is the case of Karis, and this is the case of Karis, it tells me don't eat. So Reish Lakish, everything's fine in Reish Lakish. At the end of the day, everything Reish Lakish is Reish Lakish is good. Reish Lakish is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with Reish Lakish. And then let's finish this one. Another few lines. The one that's going on with the Tanya Kavah say is just saying the same thing that we're going to just say. We have a Brisa that says, like Reish Lakish, that everything's beautiful. That we're going to see it from the Brisa of Reish Lakish is that the source that you can't eat Hektish with your tummy is from Laitiga. Rabbi Yechonon said, what's the source you can't eat Hektish? It's from a Gezeirah Shavah. Right? Rabbi Yechonon said, Reish Lakish said it's from this pasta. So they bring a Brisa like Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavah say to Reish Lakish. We have a Brisa that said, like Reish Lakish. Right, that what b'chol kodesh loisiga, that the pasuk that says b'chol kodesh loisiga, as hara la'echel, as a warning for someone not to eat truma when they're tummy. Now the b'raisa asks, ata omer, are you going to say as hara la'echel, it's a warning not to eat it, in el as hara la'negel, or maybe it's only a warning for touching? Tam alaymar b'chol kodesh loisiga v'la mikdash, right? B'garber means that instead of mikdash loisiga. So Makesh, Kodesh Mikdash, exactly like Reish Lakish told us, we're going to make a Hekesh from Kodesh to Mikdash. So Ma Mikdash, just like by the Mikdash, someone who enters the Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei, Dover Sheish Baritios Dishama, it's a scenario where it's Chayiv Karis. Of course, also all the scenarios in this Pasuk are referring to Dover Sheish Baritios Dishama, a case where there is Karis. The Ibn Agia, if it's referring to touching, Mi Ika Ritios Dishama, is there Ritios Dishama there? There's no karis there. Elav achila must be sachis. So Gemara now speaking out clearly the original hekesh that we made. Gemara just spoke it out clearly for us, and we have a brisa exactly like Reish Lakish. She's one where Rashi tells Reish Lakish that yalav azhar le tamei shachal le kodesh mibachal kodesh le tiga. That learned out the warning for tamei for kodesh le kia not from zayr shavav to masli to masla. Baruch Hashem. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Now, Ben Hashem, we learn Ben Ishai. Whoever's interested.